We're getting ready to have some church here tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord, isn't it? So glad to have each and every one of you here. May God bless you. The deacons did ask me if it's any way possible to tighten up just a little bit on the pew. If you got a purse or a child, put it in the floor. No, put your purse in the floor and do something else with your child. But let's try to make as much room as we possibly can. It's just good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? We're going to have a good time, aren't we? Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you. I'm going to let you be seated for just a few minutes while we look at our prayer requests tonight. I see Brother Homer Longoria sitting back there. Brother Homer, get ready to lead us to the Lord in prayer tonight, if you would, on behalf of these prayer requests. So glad to have Brother Homer and all those that are with him tonight. Sister King has asked for prayer. She's very sick with many problems, including trouble with her throat and stomach, also having a difficult time with her nerves. Brother King sends this in on her behalf, so let's remember her as we pray tonight. This announcement, please remind everyone to be careful when leaving the parking lot after these services, because it's pretty dangerous out here. And when you get ready to go, just go. Don't hesitate, because it is a lot of traffic on this road. So remember that announcement. Dear friends in Christ, I need your prayers over real needs in my life. May God be helpful to me to provide them. I believe that if you pray, God will answer. Thank you, Brother Johanan Capel. So we want to send that up to the Lord tonight and ask God to be mindful of that prayer request. Brother Byron Palmer says, please pray for my nephew's 5-year-old granddaughter, Lillian Riles. Hope I got that name right. She's just been diagnosed with cancer. We know that God still heals, so we just commit that prayer request to our Lord. Brother Mike Johnson fell yesterday from a ladder. He has been x-rayed. They found no broken bones, but he is in very deep pain in his back. He and his family are so sad to miss this weekend services, so let's remember him tonight. Sister Shirley Robbins, suffering from back pain, let's remember that need. Sister Anna Altland broke her foot today, so we want to remember her in prayer. I know she's in pain. Also, this announcement, there will be no Sunday school classes this weekend due to the special services, so remember that. We've kind of taken a liking to this guy right over here, haven't we? Give Brother Homer a nice hand tonight. Let's stand. Have an unspoken prayer request you'd like for this group to remember tonight. We believe God's able, don't we? Brother Homer, God bless you. Good to see you, buddy. Amen. Appreciate you.
Let's pray. Lord Jesus, what an honor. Lord, not only we're a free country, Lord, and slowly it seemed to be taken away from us, Father. But Lord, it's time for that, because it's time for your body to go up. Father, because, Lord, you paid the price that we may go free. And Lord, tonight I just thank you, Lord. Every request can go free tonight. Lord, because of Calvary, Lord. And Lord, tonight we just thank you for your many blessings, Lord. And I thank you for this time of fellowship, Lord. And I ask you, Father, do the exceedingly abundant above anything we should have to do, Father. And Lord, it's all in your hands tonight. And Lord, if we do our part, you've done your part. And Lord, tonight we expect a miracle, Father. And that's just to draw a little bit closer to thee, Father. Bless every portion of the service. Get glory to yourself. And we give you honor in Jesus' name as you bless these requests in Jesus' name.
Lord, thank you, Brother Homer. God bless you, buddy. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Ushers, if you'd like to come at this time, we'll receive the evening offering. If you're visiting tonight with us, and we have a lot of visitors here tonight, we want to welcome every one of you. Glad to have you. Want to especially welcome Jason and Paula Ward from New Zealand, and Paula's brother, Mark Edwards from Texas. Where would those folks be? Would you just raise your hand right here? Give those folks a nice hand tonight. And we have Brother Joseph Edward from Miami, Florida. He's going to play us a song here just in a few minutes on this harp. Also, he has a CD that'll be available for you in the library tonight if you'd like to go by and pick one of those up. Brother Charlie Therese, his book is available in the library if you'd like to pick one of those up. And, well, we just got a lot going on. We got a lot to get done, so let's sing a song and we'll get out of the way. But this is Independence Day. But I'd like to look at it another way. To me, this is Dependence Day. Because I'm depending more on Him than I ever have in my life. I need Him more than I ever have in my life. How about you tonight? Sing it, Brother Harry.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne. They were told that He would spare if they would renounce the name of Christ. One by one, they chose to die. The Son of God, they were not denied. Like a great angelic choir sings, I can almost hear their voices ring. The years have come and the years have gone, but the cause of Jesus today still goes on. Now our time has come for us to count the cost, to reject this world and embrace our cross. One by one, let us live. Trumpet sounds on that final day. Let us proudly stand and boldly say, I pledge allegiance to the land with all my strength, with all my hand. I will sing to honor His command.
I'm going to let you be seated tonight. Getting ready to turn the service over to Brother Fred Mullins. We got a lot of songs to be sung tonight. Brother Joseph Edward, I want you to come onto the platform wherever you're at. Come onto the platform. Is he in the room? Maybe he stepped outside for just a second. Well, let me do this just real quickly. I know that we're celebrating, like I said, Independence Day, and we've got one of our own is here tonight from the military, visiting for this weekend, Hunter Ward. Hunter, where are you at tonight? Where is Hunter at? Right back here. Hunter, God bless your heart. We love you. Praise the Lord. And to all of our military tonight, I wish if you're present or past military, would you just raise your hand real quickly? Raise your hand. Brother Charlie, just wait just one second. Brother Charlie Torres, in this book, he was a prisoner of war in World War II. And to all of our military, may God bless you and thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Brother Joseph Edward, God bless you. Come on up here, buddy. From Miami, Florida. Give him a nice hand tonight as he comes.
call you the esteemed guest because you're the bride of Christ. So this great crowd that sits here tonight, Miss Jesus. It's good to see you. We give honor to the groom, our Lord Jesus Christ. We welcome him in tonight. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. There's a war breaking out. I want to tell you about it before the songs get started and the preaching and stuff. There is a war breaking out in South Carolina. There's an army. She's not a big army, but she's an army that stirred up in Florence. She is. I want to tell you that the young people of Life Tabernacle has joined the army of the Lord, and we're here to whip the devil. We will not be stopped. We will not be defeated. We refuse to quit. We won't lay down, and we won't turn back. So we come in tonight to worship with happy valley, to let the world know there's bride around the world. Come on, give our Lord a great big hand. Hallelujah. Now I'm going to ask you a question. They know what I'm going to ask because they hear me say all the time. I'm going to use a statement President Barack said. Are you fired up? I said, are you fired up? Are you ready to go? We're not going to the White House. We're going to heaven's house. Amen. 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 It's good to have Brother Larry Nichols in his church with us. Let's give them a hand. All the way from Ahoskie, North Carolina. Good to have the Ross family all the way from Georgia. Give them a hand. Good to have a few from Brother Gibbs Church from Maryland, South Carolina. Give them a hand. Good to have, hallelujah, good to have some from Columbia. Give them a hand. Brother Benny Perry Church and Brother Anderson Church. And not being prejudiced, but good to have Life Tabernacle in the house. Amen. And they ready to worship. They ready to worship. They really is. They come to have a good time this week, and I pray that we can be a blessing to y'all, and y'all can be a blessing to us. And just hopefully we'll get a body change this week. Just hopefully Malachi 4 walking here as a young man. Apostle Paul and Peter and all them are put on their new bodies, walk in here, and we get our body changed and go meet our Lord. How many like to see that take place? You know, the order of the rapture's already started. Three phases of the rapture, and it's done started. Hallelujah. We're waiting on the resurrection now, but a shouting going forth. The message has already started. The rapture's in session. I'm waiting on my body change now. All right. So what I'm going to do while you all fired up, let's get Brother Larry Jr. to come up here with his group and do it the way you want to do it. Come on, Brother Larry Jr. Give him a hand if they come. All the way from Ahoskie, North Carolina.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, how many really happy to be in the house of the Lord? Come on, somebody lift your voices and bless the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, put your hands together, choir. Come on and sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation.
Come on, honor and power.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
Come on and say that again, choir. Come on and sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation.
Salvation and glory.
Come on, honor and power.
Honor and power unto the Lord our God.
Come on and say, for the Lord our God is mighty.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
Come on, for the Lord our God.
Salvation and glory.
Come on, honor and power.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord.
Unto the Lord.
Come on, what Lord our God is mighty.
For the Lord our God is mighty.
Come on, for the Lord our God.
Amen. We also got Brother Cadre's family here, his wife and children. They sang, so before we come out, we get them to sing. We also got a sister from Brother Gibbs' church been saying, so we're just going to try to bring life tabernacle up here, get the choirs out of the way. But before the choir come, I'm going to have Freddie come up and then he'll call you in order the way we want to do you. And again, it's good to be here, so I'm not going to talk a lot because we want to get the preacher up. So this time I call Fred up and then he can do what I want with the group. Give him a hand as he comes in. It's been a long time since I had Josh, Fred, David, and Tammy together up here. And I finally got all four of them together, and I'm just glad to have all four of my children with me. The first time, and I'll tell you how long it's been. They was little teeny kids when we first started coming here. Matter of fact, Beatrice used to keep them up on the arms. I know Brother Donnie remember the little teeny things, Brother Kimball, all of them. And now they all grown. Josh turned 25 June 12th. So all my children are grown now, so they don't know, but it's good to have them with me.
Amen. Praise the Lord, church. Amen. Amen. Wonderful. Amen. Before I call the choir, the song was requested. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence living in me. Come on, you know it, singing I. Sing out. I'm lost without you, and I'm desperate for you. This is the air I breathe. This is the air I... Come on, lift up your voice tonight. This is the air I breathe. Your holy presence. this is the air we breathe. Hold the music. Come on, lift your voice.
This is the air I breathe.
Can you just give him a wave offering right now, church? This is the air we breathe, Father.
This is the air I breathe.
Your holy presence, God.
Your holy presence living in me.
Oh, this is the air I breathe.
This is the air I breathe.
We thank you for your presence, God.
This is the air I breathe.
Lord, your holy presence,
your holy presence, living in me.
Come on, give him a clap, church. Come on, Life Tabernacle Choir.
It's time to take back what belongs to us. We sit in church sick, depressed, families broke up, and we the bride. I declare unto you, it's time to take back what the devil has taken from us. Before we started up, this is where I got sick. And I was looking for some pain pills to take. And I was laying in bed, people were sleeping. I said, man, times I get ready to come to Johnson, I said, I get sick. Couldn't hardly get up out of bed. And I looked at the devil laying in the bed. I said, devil, it ain't going to work. It just won't work. For a little bit, I had to pick this leg up and set it in the car. But as I kept coming this way and kept telling him it ain't going to work, my feet started back working. You have to let the devil know you mean business. Quit playing games and let the devil know you mean business. Everything in the Bible belongs to me. Brother D is going to preach, but I'm going to tell you a story that was told to me, and then I'm going to turn this service into the preacher's hand to preach tonight as his family come and sing with him. So many things can't get them all night. It's time for them to come. I want to tell you a story about a little man in the book of Judges. My son turned to me overnight. He said, have you heard of him? I think his name is Shamgar or something. Brother Branham talked about that man 52 times, 52 hits. And the Bible wrote about him in one little place, maybe twice, in the book of Judges 3:31. Now I want to tell you, Shamgar was a pretty good fella. And it's a good time to tell you to be like Shamgar. Every year he planted his garden. And every year the Philistines would take his food. And Shamgar got tired of the Philistines. And the prophet of God said like this. The prophet of God said, he raised up and he said, he started walking. Hey, looked at his little girl and her clothes was ragged on him. His wife, them looked hungry. And Shamgar said, I am so tired of this. And said, he went to his God and said, God, every year they come and they take my harvest, but not this year. So little Shamgar got up under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and saw him coming. Said, it was about 600 of them coming to take his vineyard, take his bread and his meat and his plant. Say, raised up on the anointing and saw an ox gone on the ground. Say, reached and picked it up in the name of Jehovah. Walked out there and beat down 600 Philistines in the name of God and drove them away. And from that day, it built a memorial that one man could stop a whole army in the name of God. Tonight, there's a body of believers here. It's time to stop the devil. Amen. How many Shamgars I got in here tonight? Then let us stand on our feet and get ready for the word of the Lord. Tomorrow night we got so many more singers, and I tell you, I want to save a little bit to give you a little bit at a time. We got Brother Chisholm with us. Good to have our evangelist of my church, Brother Isaiah Chisholm with us and his wife. Let's give them a hand. You know, if I took time out to name out all my friends in here, we wouldn't have time to hear the word, so I'll tell you that it's good to see my friends tonight that still remember me even though I'm getting old. I testify this house getting old, but I'm young on the inside. Because I'm going to tell you, the Lord has been good to me. He has really been, and if he ain't been good to you, something wrong with you. How many know the Lord has been good to you? A lot of people want to be here in crutches, in wheelchairs. But you walked in here tonight. You still got your eyesight. You ought to thank God to the highest tonight for how good he is to you. So at this time, I'm going to sing a verse of a song and bring Brother Carter Diggs out. I don't feel no way tired. Fred, you better come help me, son. Better get back on the piano. I'm going to mess this thing up if you don't come help me. I'm going to bring Brother Carter out on this, and then his family can come sing with him. A sister walked to me and says, I love her, and you say, and I can't sing a lick. But if it make her happy, me trying, I'll try just a little bit of it. Where you at, Josh? My brother, Donnie, you might can find me. I ain't on them keys. I keep telling people that. Just knock around at the best you can and find me out there some way. Brother Elijah, you around? These are my helpmeets. Where you at, Brother Elijah? Come find me, son. Help me out. They make me sound pretty. Get ready, Brother Codring. You all think about this then. Don't ever think about going back. For 39 years I've been in this message. And somebody asked me the other day, if you had to do it all again, what would you do? I didn't think about it long. I turned and looked at him and said these words. If I had to do it all over again, I'd do it again. I don't feel no waste time. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that these roads would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. Like I said it again. I don't feel no way time. I come too far from where I started from. You see, nobody told me that the road would be easy. I don't believe he brought me this far to lead me. What do you say about it, Fred?
Never said there would be mountains. Never said I wouldn't fall.
Never said it.
Never said that every day would go.
Yes.
The way I wanted to go.
But.
But when my back is against the wall.
Against the wall.
And I feel all hope is gone.
What to do, son?
I'll just lift my head up to the sky.
Yes.
Say, help me to be strong. I just can't.
I just can't give up now. I come too far from where I started from. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Carter. I don't believe. I really don't believe he brought me this far to leave.
Praise him. Mm-hmm. Yes. Amen. Thank you. Hallelujah. I know we're in the house of God tonight. Amen. Real quickly. Amen. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Let me hear you say it. I don't mind waiting. don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. Oh, a proclamation. I don't mind standing. I don't mind standing. I don't mind standing by the Lord. By the Lord. I don't mind standing. I don't mind standing. I don't louder than that at the inauguration. And he ain't saved nobody. And we're supposed to be clapping for Jesus, the Savior, the giver of all life. He who went in the grace, conquered hell and death, stripped Satan from all his power, rose up from the third day. He gave you eternal life. Hallelujah. I stand for Jesus. Woo! For Jesus. I don't know about y'all, but I know what he's done for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. I know what he's done for me. Hallelujah. And when I come to church, I come to get all dried out and spit out. I come to give God everything I got. Hallelujah. And y'all may not know, but I got some friends in here. Amen. And I done looked at different ones, and all they did was. No, that mean. That mean preach. That mean preach. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank and praise the Lord for being here. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We certainly appreciate your precious pastor. Amen. Brother Donnie. Wonderful man of God. Amen. I've known Donnie for some time now. We just thank the Lord for him. Amen. And his church. And amen. My man, Brother Fred. Amen. You know, I have a special connection with Brother Fred. Amen. You know, I'll just be real brief. You know, sometimes you can have your seats. Amen. Sometimes you can come into the message and, or you can come into religion or whatever you want to call it, and you're trying to better your life. And a lot of times what the devil does is, you trying to make a better and you trying to make a better life and you end up becoming cold and starchy.
You're supposed to be trying to better yourself, so you're trying to get away from everything. And you don't realize sometimes you're getting away from your joy. You're getting away from your praise. You're getting away from your worship. You're getting away from the liberty. You're getting away from the peace. Amen. That you had. Hallelujah. And you know, and all you're trying to do is serve God. And a lot of times what we do, we look at one another and we pattern ourselves by one another. And that person you may see just sitting. No joy. Don't make that the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Amen. But you know what? I was a young guy, amen, and I was in church, and you know, and I'm pretty sure the ministers of God know this. And you know, when you wild and radical, everybody say you out of order. I'm gonna get to the punch. I'm wild and radical. So you might as well just say, Brother D, I've been called Pentecostal, everything. Thank you. But you know what? In those times where you're just trying to fit in and you got this word and you're so excited about this word and you know, and you're looking around and people are, can I be plain? People are supposed to be serving God, but they are cold. The atmosphere is starchy. The atmosphere of religion. Hallelujah. And religion, the prophet of God said, is a covering. Hallelujah. Brother Horn, we have people trying to hide in church. You shouldn't be trying to hide. You should want the enemy to know that you are redeemed. You've been set free. Hallelujah. But church, I was in a service, and this was years ago. I was in a service, and you know, the Lord has been good to me, and maybe we'll share some of our testimony as we preach, but, you know, and the Lord has been so good, and I was in service, and I was just, you ever felt like you was just overflowing? You ever felt like the room wasn't big enough? Hallelujah. And you know, it's true, but sometimes I understand why the prophet made certain statements. Like he said, if you would say amen, people would turn around and... That ain't in denomination now. He talking about among us, because some of us didn't got so spiritual. But you know what? I was in a service and a brother was preaching and everybody was, you know, it was just so charged. And I saw Brother Fred. And we know Brother Fred, amen. Brother Fred was going up the aisle, pointing at his members, calling them out. That's for you, you know. And he wasn't even the preacher that night. Now. But what it did for me, and I didn't tell him this, but what it did for me, a young guy, I said, wow, I see somebody who feel like I do. Hallelujah. I see somebody who feels like I do. So you know what? That helped me to get free. Yeah. Hallelujah. That helped me to get free. Let's be a blessing to somebody else. So I thank and praise God for Brother Fred and all of you. It's good to have my wife and family with me. You know, when I came out, that's the first thing I started doing, looking for my wife. You know, when Jesus comes into church, he begins to look for his wife. There's a lot of other things in that net, but he's looking for his wife. You know, only his wife is going to hear his voice. And if none of y'all don't say amen, my wife will. Hallelujah. So we ain't going to perform time. Let us all stand, amen. Again, we thank and praise God for being here, and certainly appreciate you. And I just want to say thank and praise God for all the musicians. Amen. Brother Louis, Brother Harry, amen. I've enjoyed many of the services with them worshiping. Amen. And y'all don't take for granted what you have. Amen. Don't take for granted what you have. Because you can go to some church and you be like, what in the world is going on in here? Are we the bride or what? So don't take for granted what you have. Amen. Let's just bow our heads and we'll get into the scripture tonight. If you have a need, you can acknowledge it to the Lord by uplifting the hand, for he knows all things. Lord Jesus, Father, you see our hands are raised to you, Lord, and we raise our hands in faith. Lord, knowing that you are the answer of every prayer, Lord. Lord God, you're the giver of every good thing, Lord. And Father, we believe, Lord, that when we cry, you hear our cry, Lord. And Lord, whatever the need may be tonight, Father, move it, Lord, into your perfect will, Lord. And Lord, let our desires, Lord, be the desires of our Heavenly Father, Lord. Let the mind of Christ be in our mind, Lord. And Lord, we pray that you just continue to bless this church, Lord, and bless the pastor, Lord, and all those who are affiliated with it. Lord God, and you've given us a word for our day, Lord. And Lord, if we could just say that the word says, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we had a vindicated prophet to say that. It doesn't mean that the weapon won't be formed. It means that it will not prosper. So Lord, in the spirit realm, Lord, we bind every principality of darkness that'll try to hinder the move of God in this place tonight, Lord. Whether it be internet, whether it be present in this church, Lord. Lord, make everything work out for thine good. In the lovely and precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Let church say amen. 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 If you have your Bible, let's go to Genesis 24. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Genesis 24, verse 1. If you have it, say amen. Let's start reading. It says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed Abraham in all things. And Abraham said unto his eldest servant of his house that ruled over all that he had, Put, I pray thee, thine hand under my thigh, and I will make thee swear by the Lord, the God of heaven and the God of the earth, that thou shalt not take a wife unto my son of the daughters of the Canaanites among whom I dwell, but thou shalt go unto my country and to my kindred and take a wife unto my son Isaac. And the servant said unto him, peradventure, the woman will not be willing to follow me unto this land. Must I needs bring thy son again unto the land from whence thou comest? Hallelujah. Y'all see that? Amen. If she come, she gonna come by faith. Woo! And Abraham said unto him, beware that thou bring not my son thither again. The Lord God of heaven, which took me from my father's house, from the land of my kindreds, and which spake unto me and that swear unto me, saying, unto thy seed will I give this land. He shall send his angels before thee, and thou shalt take a wife unto my son from thence. And if the woman will not be willing to follow thee, then thou shalt be clear from this oath. Only bring not my son thither again. And the servant put his hand under the thigh of Abraham, his master, and swear to him concerning the matter. And the servant took 10 camels of the camels of his master, and departed, for all the goods of his master were in his hand. And he arose and went to Mesopotamia unto the city of Nahor, and he made his camels to kneel down without the city by a well of water, at the time of evening, and the time that women go out to draw water. And he said, O Lord God of my master Abraham, I pray thee, send me good speed this day, and show kindness unto my master Abraham. Behold, I stand here by the well of water, and the daughters of men of the city come out to draw water. And let it come to pass that the damsel to whom I shall say, let down thy pitcher, I pray thee, that I may drink, and she shall say, drink, and I will give thy camels drink also. Let the same be she that thou hast anointed for thy servant Isaac. And
thereby I shall know that thou hast showed kindness unto my master. Amen. May the Lord have blessed the reading of his word. You can have your seats. Amen. Before I give you my thought, I want to just start by saying, you know, we have a fivefold ministry. Amen. And I believe in the fivefold, you know, that, you know, the prophet of God said that that fivefold is God's dress. Amen. That the fivefold ministry is dressing the bride. Amen. But I want you to understand my role of the fivefold. I'm an evangelist. Amen. You know, so I may not get into the deep things and teach you, amen. I may not deal with your foundation or whatever, but you know, he said the evangelist is like a fireball, amen. Hallelujah. You know, and sometimes the evangelist, he hits things on the surface, amen. You know, he might go right into your life, right into the thing that's hindering God from moving in your life, amen. So I said like this, if you hear me say anything, Brother Don ain't told me nothing. Let me be an evangelist. Amen. Hallelujah. And another thing I want to say to you, me being evangelist, let's get it straight how it works. Amen. You pull, I preach. You quit, I stop. Hallelujah. You pull, I preach. I'm just a tool for you tonight. Amen. If you have a need, you pull on the gift, and the gift will operate according to your need. Hallelujah. But if you sit and stare, obviously you don't have a need. But if you have a need, hallelujah, you will say, so be it, by saying amen. Amen. Hallelujah. See, church, we got to know how to get God's attention. Amen. If you want the minister to talk to you, amen a couple times. Hallelujah a couple times. Thank you, Jesus, a couple times. And see if God won't talk to you tonight. Hallelujah. It's plain how God's order works. Amen. Hallelujah. And you, if you don't get nothing, it's because you don't expect nothing. Hallelujah. The prophet of God said, if you come looking for something, the devil will show it to you. But one thing I love about God, the devil will never be able to outdo God. If you come looking for God, God will show it to you. Hallelujah. But if I can tonight, church, my subject is Eliezer's commission. Amen. Hallelujah. Eliezer's commission. Amen. Hallelujah. I think there are some things that need to be cleared up. Amen. Hallelujah. When it comes to Eliezer and his commission. Amen. Hallelujah. In church, when we think about Eliezer, hallelujah, first things first, Eliezer got his orders from his master. Amen. So Eliezer didn't go on this journey just because he wanted to. Hallelujah. Just because he felt like going to do something. No. Hallelujah. Eliezer was in his master's house. Amen. And if he was over everything that his master had. Hallelujah. Eliezer was trustworthy. Amen. Eliezer had an experience with the master. Hallelujah. So the master said, I need somebody that I can depend on. Hallelujah. Somebody that ain't gonna just use my riches for their own goods. Somebody that ain't gonna use my gifts just to take up money. Somebody that's gonna hear what I say and go out and accomplish what I want. Hallelujah. So first things first, Abraham typed God the Father. First things first, Abraham, who was considered in the Bible, Eliezer called him master, amen. And there's only one master, amen, hallelujah. That only master is Jesus Christ, amen. Hallelujah. It ain't two gods, it ain't three gods, there's only one God. And we call him Jesus. Hallelujah. And Eliezer got his orders straight from the master. Not from no denomination. Not from no creeds, not from a certain church, not from his mama, not from his daddy, not from his pastor. Hallelujah. Eliezer told his Baptist preacher, he said, God told ministry that traveled the world, that healed people, stand in front of kings, stand in palaces. Hallelujah. And the devil wasn't even going to be able to stand before me if I was sincere. And you know what his pastor said? Hogwash. He didn't realize Eliezer's orders came from a higher power. This commission came from a higher power. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Look at it, churches. It's Eliezer. And if I can just go on and get to the point of you wondering who Eliezer is. Eliezer is Malachi 4. Amen. Eliezer is Luke 17:30. Hallelujah. Eliezer is Revelation 10. Oh, y'all scared to rejoice on that, huh? You've been getting criticized so much, you're afraid to say, I believe in William Branham. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Oh, yeah. You believe in a prophet when you need healing. Amen. You believe in a prophet when you need some blessing. Amen. But can you believe in a prophet when you're being persecuted? Can you believe in a prophet when the hounds of hell is on your back? Can you believe in a prophet then? Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Eliezer. Hallelujah. Got his order straight from Abraham. Hallelujah. And church, as he, hallelujah, got his orders from Abraham. Look at the first criteria, amen. Abraham says, don't you go get my son nobody. Don't you go get no Catholic. You go get no unbeliever of these Canaanites where I dwell. I'm here, but I'm not one of them. In church, we can testify around the world. We've been to denominations, we've been in all kinds of churches, but this is the question: did we belong? Hallelujah. And now, church, hallelujah. Abraham tells Eliezer, he says, go back to my kingdom. See, the first thing about this bride, hallelujah, first thing about his commission, he has to choose a woman that has a seed inside. He has to choose a woman, hallelujah, that has life inside of her, amen. Somebody that can understand the voice, hallelujah, of the Father coming through Eliezer. Hallelujah. So it had to be a woman with something inside. It had to be a woman. Amen. Hallelujah. Church, listen what the prophet said. Hallelujah. He talks about the seed. And he says, now then, here we are coming to a conclusion. As the eternal Logos was manifest in the Son, and in Jesus dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. And the eternal one was the Father manifested in flesh. Do we believe that? The eternal one was the Father manifested in flesh. Where? In Christ. Hallelujah. Manifested in Christ. But I'll say it out. Hallelujah. We have the opening of the word. He's still being manifested in us. He's being manifested in a bride. In your children, in your husband, in your wife, in your church, he's still coming alive. Hallelujah. We don't serve a God who's dead. He's still living in flesh. Well, there's something else I must warn you about. If you sit there and stare, you'll turn me into a bloodhound. You can't praise God. Why is it you can't say amen? What's your problem? What is it about your life? What is it? Where is your joy tonight? supposed to be the bride and you can't even say amen? It must be another spirit hindering you. I just said God is manifested in the flesh, and some of y'all say, God living in his creation. And you say, oh my God. You know, Prophet God said, if I had the spirit of a Beethoven, he'd be able to work the orchestra. He had the spirit of, I think he said Matt Dillon or one of them, he'd be shooting people in the back. You know what? If I had the spirit of Michael Jordan, I'd take you out there in the court and dunk on all y'all heads. Hallelujah. And all those, hallelujah, natural men. Amen. And I got, thus saith the Lord, hallelujah, out of the word that I'm reading that God said he's manifested in flesh. And all we can do is look around. That's the problem, Brother Donnie. Too many people don't know who they are. They know who Brother Branham was, but they don't know who they are. They even try to make deity live in Brother Branham and don't even realize that deity is living in you. Deity is living in you. When you get the Holy Ghost, deity lives inside of you. Omnipotence lives inside of you. This is what Eliezer came to get. What? And he tell you, tell me twice, lead the message, lead the message, lead the message. You, like they say, really? Really? You want me to lead the message? If I leave the message, you make me a mortal again. But with the message of the hour, God has come, hallelujah, with a turn of events, not just good sermon titles. No, he said, God's provided place of worship. Where is it? Where is that place that God has provided for himself? Where is that place? Where is God's house? Where is his house? It ain't just a good topic. It's something that took place on earth. He preached a token. Hallelujah. It wasn't just a good type in the Bible. No. He was saying, now we can possess the life of Christ. We can possess the token. Amen. When you look at me, you see the token. And you know, I get in trouble for preaching like this. But you know what? I thank God for voice of God and how they put all that stuff out of you. You know, and they call it the table. I'm the table. You're the table. Because we are the message. The message is more than just a book and a tape. But the message is a life. The message is a life. It's a manifestation. You are the message. You are spoken word, the original seed. You are Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Church, this was what Eliezer's commission was all about. Going out to get a woman that could fulfill the thoughts of the master. It wasn't his thoughts. It was the thoughts of the master. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She had a certain blood tag. Hallelujah. She had a certain seal already down inside. That's why, hallelujah, she could stand there without even Eliezer saying a word and fulfill the vision. Hallelujah. Church, I ain't got to understand everything. I just got to believe it. That's why the prophet preached wisdom versus faith. Let me move on. I don't want to hold you long. But church, Eliezer's first part of the commission was go get a woman of my kindred. A woman with a seed inside. And you know, as we finished reading, he said, manifest in flesh, and those eternal thoughts now manifest in flesh. You are an eternal thought. There y'all go again. You mean to tell me you're an eternal thought and you can... Is that how eternal thoughts act? Eternal means have no beginning and no end. He said, manifest in the flesh are the sons of God, even as we are so called. Now catch this. We do not become seed. You know what that means? That means when I was in the club, I had a seed inside. When you were in the bar drinking your beer, you had a seed inside. When you were in denomination, you had a seed inside. Hallelujah. When you were a Baptist or a Methodist, you had a seed inside. Hallelujah. You did not become seed. It was always there before the foundation of the world. That's why nobody can put me in this message and nobody can take me out. Because I was born with it. I was born with it already inside. Hallelujah. When I came to this earth, I had the revelation of the message already inside my seed. It's already inside your seed. All you had to do was come in contact with Eliezer. We're going to ride it tonight. Hallelujah. All you had to do was come in contact with some light that can undercover your life. You had to come in contact, hallelujah, with a mystery that could reveal what was there all along. Hallelujah. This had nothing to do with Eliezer. Eliezer was just following out his commission. I heard Brother Lewis say about the soldiers. Amen. You know a soldier? When he enlists in the military, you know what he is? He becomes government property. Hallelujah. You say, Brother D, come on now. You might be sitting there saying, I ain't no government property. I guarantee you when it's time for you to go back, you, okay, all right, honey, I see you. Because if you don't, there's going to be certain consequences. Why? Because you're under obligation. Do you not know God is under obligation? Hallelujah. God is under obligation to his word. And if his word is inside your seed, he's obligated to you. You can't fail. You can't stay sick. You can't even die. Because the word can't die. It lives forever. Hallelujah. It lives forever. Glory. I want you right now Those of you who are fighting high blood pressure, fighting sugar diabetes, I want you to speak out your mouth to the devil. I can't die. He can't die. Hallelujah. Y'all done read the book. Hallelujah. Coming out the plane. And a wind comes and... Oh, I'm spoiling it. Just some of y'all ain't read the book. I'm sorry, Brother Charlie. Holly. But church, look at his commission. His commission was to go get a wife. And she had to be near kindred. Amen. Holly. You know when Christ comes to get his bride, he comes as a kinsman, redeemer. Hallelujah. Woo! Church. Oh my. We did not become seed by the rebirth. We were seed and therefore were reborn. Because I am seed, that's why I can receive the Holy Ghost. Because I am seed. Hallelujah. And that has nothing to do with Elijah. That has nothing to do with Eliezer. That comes from the master. Because you know Rebecca, hallelujah, and Isaac were cousins, hallelujah. So it means that, hallelujah, Abraham chose, hallelujah, Abraham chose from his same kindred, his wife Rebecca, hallelujah. See, keeping it in the family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Church, all this. Look, if I can. You know, I believe I heard Perry Green say one time that God revealed to him it was going to be 8 or 9 different interpretations of the message. He went on naming things down and thunders and all the stuff. And then he said he was looking for the last one. And he found out it was him. He was preaching balance. Keep your balance in the scripture. Keep your balance in the scripture. You say you're nailing that thing. Balance, balance, balance. And he realized he hadn't made his own doctrine. But church, all these different things didn't come up. And, you know, and we're still here. We're still here. Hallelujah. For those, some of you may have been in the prophet's ministry, amen. But you know, most of us that were born after 65, we wasn't there. And the flesh of the prophet was in the grave. Dead and rotten. I was born in the 70s. Dead and rotten. Hallelujah. In the grave. Hallelujah. Never been in the services. Never even been to the tabernacle. Never even been to the grave. Uh-oh. You're tightening up on me now. You want to say, you a messed believer and you ain't never been to the grave? For what? For what? What I'm going to see a tombstone for what? If I touch it, am I going to get even more anointed? If I touch it, am I going to see Jesus? So I say, for what? I think somebody got stones in their hand. Somebody might have stones in their hand. They hate for you to preach like this. But church, you know what? Years ago, I went to Sabino Canyon. Amen. I went to Sabino Canyon. You know, I've heard people tell me, you know, when I touched the mountain, oh, I felt the glory of God. The anointing. And, oh, it made my life so much better. I feel like you now. Church, to each his own, different strokes for different folks. I say potato, you say potato, tomato, tomato. But as for me, when I went to the mountain, amen, it was me, hallelujah, a brother named Israel, and a brother named Samuel, the nation, the prophet, and the bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we went up the mountain, hallelujah. You know, it was like November. Amen. I said, just come on. Let's go up the mountain. Brother D, you want to go to the mountain? I said, yeah, of course. I believe this. Let's go. Hallelujah. Let's go. I want to see Eagles Rock. Let's go. And you know what, church? We got to go up the mountain. First, they had some bottles of water. And I'm thinking, what you got all this water for? They said, you will see when the sun come out. So we started going up the mountain. Hallelujah. And you know, I started thinking about people say, boy, I felt an anointing as I was going up the mountain. And I said, I don't feel no anointing. I feel the sweat coming down my head. My legs getting tight. God, if you give a mountain experience, give me what? So I can keep going. You say about a 45 minute hike, so we going up the mountain. Going up there, and first thing first, before we jump out the trolley, the man told me, look out for rattlesnakes. Look out for mountain lions. So you know the only anointing I felt right then was fear. You might well be honest. Hallelujah. And you know, church, we going up the mountain. Hallelujah. And you know what? All that sun coming out, I'm hot, sweating. I'm saying, give me a bottle of water. I ain't feeling no closer to God. All I'm feeling like is a man in a dead body. A man still in flesh. Hallelujah. Going up this mountain, but I'm going to believe my promises. Hallelujah. And I'm going up the mountain. Hallelujah. And church, when we get up there, we get up there to the top. And the fanatical people done carved it out. It ain't even up there no more. Oh, y'all ain't know that? I say, they say, here we go. Eagles Rock, White Rock, whatever we call it. Here it go. And I say, ain't nothing on these rocks. This don't look like my picture in the book I got back home. And the brother say, oh, Brother Deeks, the real fanatical people carved it out and they take it for souvenirs. Here we go again. That was a part of the prophet's legacy. Hallelujah. And you know what, church? Right then there was nothing. So you know what the devil did? The devil came in and started talking. The devil started talking in my ear. I wonder if anything else is true. Hallelujah. I wonder if they just profile on sunset. I wonder if he ever healed us or he ever healed that. I wonder if it ever true. You standing right here and you ain't got no evidence. You know, the worst thing you can do is let the devil have the last word. I don't let him talk to me in church and get the last word. I'm going to talk back. Hallelujah. Amen. I believe in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Don't let the devil talk in your ear and you ain't got nothing to say about this word. And as he talked, hallelujah, then God came in, amen. And God came in with a scripture, hallelujah. And it came in like a knockout punch. Boom! Woo! Y'all know when God's fighting the devil, when he hit hard. He don't come in with no little weak. No, he come in with Iron Mike Tyson shots. Hallelujah. He coming in to knock the devil out. Church. And when God came in, amen, I'm standing there looking at the rock, those two brothers right there and this and that. The devil saying, I wonder if anything else is true. Then God comes in with a scripture. And it says, blessed is they that believe and have not seen. Woo! That's when the anointing came. Hallelujah. Then I got anointed. Then I got a pep in my step. Then the joy came. Hallelujah. And you know what? I went back down that mountain with just as much joy as I had when I was coming up. Hallelujah. It's about God. It ain't about a man. Let me finish this up. Amen. But church, I went back down that mountain just as happy. Just as encouraged that the message was true. Because in the midst of my trial, God talked to me. That's what you need. You need a God that can talk to you. You know, when brother, I don't know if you're here, but when Brother Darrell was going through with his daughter, amen, he needed a God that could show up, amen. He didn't need just the God of a prophet, but he needed a God that could show up, amen. He needed a God that could heal his daughter, amen. He needed a God that can give her sight back, huh? That can give her limbs and everything operate. He needed that kind of God. And that's why people are leaving the message, because they don't have an experience with God. You can say what you want to say about Eliezer, but I've already met God. It's too late. Church. Let me hit a little bit more of this and I'm going to quit. Church. People going to Google or whatever else you want to go to. God been saving people before Google was ever created. Before there was ever a Wikipedia. Before there was ever a Yahoo. There was a Jesus Christ saving souls. So how you gonna measure the power of my God by a book a man has made? Hallelujah. Church. And it's just amazing to me. Why are you going to persecute me for trying to live right? If I don't believe in marrying and divorcing and having 4 and 5 wives, is that sin? Is that unbelief? So why are you persecuting me because I choose to have one wife? Why are you persecuting me because I don't have no tank tops and no short pants and britches hanging down or tattoos or whatever the case is? Why are you mad at me because I choose to live holy? Hallelujah. Where is all this bitterness come from all of a sudden? Church. Hallelujah. But we know these things have to be. Hallelujah. But church, let's move on. Eliezer's commission, first thing he had to deal with this, he had to deal with a seed. Amen. He had to go looking for seed. He had to go looking for kindred. Amen. Hallelujah. But what I love about the story, amen, Eliezer realized he didn't have the power to pull a bride. He didn't have the power to choose a bride. Hallelujah. Amen. So he had to put that back on God, amen. He had to put that back in God's hands. So he began to pray, amen. And he said, Lord, hallelujah. And he began to speak by vision, amen. And he said, Lord, I need some water, hallelujah. And let the woman that gives me something to drink. See, it was already in her seed. She was connected to the water. He said, if I give you this drink, you'll never thirst anymore. Hallelujah. Church, she was already connected to the water. Woo! And the prophet, Eliezer begins to throw this out to God and says, Lord, I'm not able to fulfill my master's desires. He says, so Father, let the woman that gives me something to drink, and she also gives my camel something to drink, let her be the one for my master's son. See, one thing about this woman, she had to be a lady with a seed that could fulfill prophecy. She had to be able to fulfill the word. Amen. She had to be the one that could fulfill thus says the Lord. Hallelujah, church. We're not just any church, but we are God. We are the apple of God's eye. We are the ones God chose to vindicate. Hallelujah. There was something special about her. She had to be able to fulfill the word for her day. Hallelujah. What was already spoken for her, amen. And that's the problem we're having. Too many people don't have the Holy Ghost. There were a lot of other nice girls coming out to the well that day to draw water. Hallelujah. You know, Brother Branham talked about Mary. He said there were a lot of young virgins out there. But Mary hadn't read the book. And Mary began to dwell on that thing. Hallelujah. That's why she got her visitation, because she began to meditate. Amen. She began to meditate on the scrolls. She began to meditate on what was already written. And there was something inside of her said, I believe. Hallelujah. And you know what, church? Hallelujah. Rebecca didn't even realize what was taking place. And all of a sudden she said, I'm going to get some water. She didn't even realize she was fit to fulfill a vision. She was fit to fulfill the thoughts of Eliezer. Hallelujah. Not the thoughts of Eliezer. I'm sorry. The thoughts of his master. Hallelujah. Eliezer's commission. Look at it, church. Everything he done, he put it back on his master. He didn't have anything to bring to Rebecca. Everything he had came from his master. Hallelujah. And see, and that's the problem. People have tried to make Brother Branham do some, make Brother Branham that, Brother Branham do some, Brother Branham that. Brother Branham ain't got no more than what we got. And you know what we got? Christ. Hallelujah. We got Christ. Now don't get me wrong, I'm not badgering the prophet, and I'm saying this life is insignificant. But what I'm saying, we don't worship a man. We don't worship a man. The only man we worship is Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, church, he goes out and he makes this proclamation in his heart about God, send a woman that could give me drink and this and that. And Rebecca just comes out, hallelujah, because the life is in her seed. The fulfillment of God's thoughts is already in her seed. So she don't have to do anything special. It's already in her. Hallelujah. She just steps into the right place at the right time, and she begins to be a fulfillment of scripture. She begins to be a fulfillment of God's thoughts. She begins to be a manifestation for the hour. Hallelujah. She begins to be a literal, hallelujah, walking epistle of the thoughts of God. And that's where we make our shift. Because we can easily see how God used the prophet. We can easily see how anointed he was. You know, and how he had thus said the Lord and all these things. But our problem is, we can't see God moving like that in our lives. That's where you got to go, amen. You got to get to a place to where that same God that lived in the prophet lives in you. Church, look at here. The prophet of God said the reason why Elijah came to the Shunammite woman was because they were of the same caliber. They were of the same caliber. Hallelujah. Church, the only reason why, hallelujah, look at it, church, hallelujah. The prophet of God sitting in the living room talking about the third pool, amen. He's talking about what happened with the Woods brothers and all these different things. And hallelujah, the Wood brothers said, I wish, hallelujah, our Sunday school teacher could see us now. And then all of a sudden, God started coming over the trees. Hallelujah. And because of the testimony of the Wood brothers, something was going to be resurrected. Why? Because the living manifestation of the resurrection was in the Woods brothers. Hallelujah. So God come to vindicate what had spoken. Hallelujah. That those guys were now born again, regenerated, living for the Lord. They've, hallelujah, experienced the resurrection. Hallelujah. So God comes down and say, y'all gonna see the very thing that y'all agreeing with. Hallelujah. Oh, my church. And a little fish gets life. Hallelujah. And the prophet of God is sitting down there telling those stories. And there's a woman, hallelujah, sitting down in the living room with her legs crossed. Prophet preaching, telling about the squirrels, talking about the Woods brothers, and all those different things. And she's just sitting there listening to it. Hallelujah. And just something in her heart saying, that ain't nothing but the truth. And you know what? Nobody else in the room probably caught it, but had it right sitting there. Hallelujah. Something in her soul said, that ain't nothing but the truth. What was she agreeing with? She was agreeing with the third pull. Why? Because she was the third pull. Hallelujah. The third pull was down inside of her. That's the only reason why I can agree with the message, because the message is inside. Woo! You got to pull your big gloves out now. Don't let this go over your head. Remember, I'm just an evangelist. Give me about 10 more minutes. But church, we notice Rebecca comes out. Hallelujah. And she begins to fulfill the vision. Hallelujah. Without Eliezer saying a word. Catch it. Catch it. This is built in her. This is a walk with God. A walk of faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Being at the right time. Hallelujah. In the right place. Amen. Hallelujah. Eliezer didn't say a word. He didn't come and say, you know who I am? Mm-mm. Just like the woman in Memphis, Tennessee. Hallelujah. She was praying. You know what I like about her? She said, I can't let my boy die like this. I can't. That's what some of you parents need to do. You need to get down and mean business with God and say, I can't let my child live out here in the world like this. I can't let my child die like this. You need to serve the devil. Notice, God is giving you power over unclean spirits. Then the prophet of God say, apply the token to your house. So she said, I can't let my son die like this. So she started praying. She got in desperation. Hallelujah. You know what the prophet preached before he preached the token? Desperation. And you know what he said about the token? He said the token was the highlight of his ministry. Preaching the baptism of the Holy Ghost was the highlight of his ministry. The highlight. In church, she begins to fulfill the vision without Eliezer saying a word. Why? Because it was God doing it all. It was God putting everything in motion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It was God connecting her with Eliezer. Amen. Then Eliezer begins to talk to him. He says, whose damsel are you, and where do you come from, your kindred, and all these things. And then you know what Eliezer did? Eliezer began to show her some gifts. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We get to pull them gifts out, amen. Hallelujah. Them gifts that couldn't be denied, amen. Them gifts that have been right thousands and thousands and thousands of times, amen. With no error, hallelujah. You know what? Her church, you know what? Rebecca was holding deity. Gold earrings, hallelujah. Gold bracelets, amen. You know, gold is a type of deity, amen. Eliezer put it right in her hands. Eliezer's ministry put deity right in our laps. Come on, somebody. Eliezer's ministry put deity back in our lives. And you know what? This is real gold. It wasn't that Family Dollar flea market stuff. It wasn't that Walmart stuff, huh? It was real heavy stuff. It was heavy, amen. She knew that she had got the real thing. Amen. She knew this couldn't be denied. Amen. She knew everybody ain't got this kind of weight. She knew everybody ain't got this kind of weight. This is greater than 14K. This is greater than 10K. And she's holding them gifts. Hallelujah. And you know what Eliezer say? This came from my master. Your name is so and so. You come from here. You had this happen. You had that happen. And did he say, did you hear what he said? The gift came from the master. Let me run ahead. Rebecca, are you paying attention? Hallelujah. Eliezer presented her with gifts. Hallelujah. And the gifts were so heavy, they got her attention. Amen. You could see Rebecca just saying, wow, man. Never seen stuff like this before. Hallelujah. There were all kind of jewelry and things on the earth, but I've never received gifts like this in my life before. You know, one time, different stories for different folks. One time I was home fasting, praying, really had a need from God. You know, and I was just praying and praying. You know, and it seemed like God wasn't answering. I'm praying and praying. And I put the prophet on. Hallelujah. He didn't remember, different story. This ain't no doctrine now. Different story for different folks. Hallelujah. And I started listening. Hallelujah. I said, I had a need. And the prophet started going into the discernment line. Hallelujah. And he said, you have a need. You're not from here. You're from Columbia, South Carolina. You know what? I ain't do like y'all doing right now. Do y'all know what it's like to hear the voice talk to you? See why I'm hitting these gifts, amen. Rebecca, hallelujah, wasn't in love with the gifts. She was following the voice. Because Eliezer was talking about his master, and he was talking about his master's son, so she had something to look forward to. Hallelujah. And she was saying, wow, if he can give me this, just imagine what he can do when I come into his presence. Just imagine what it's going to be like when we get to heaven. Just imagine, church, what it's going to be like when we cross on the other side. Hallelujah. And we start telling testimonies. You know, Peter and Paul, hallelujah, they're going to begin to hear our voice. They're going to begin to listen to us. Brother Fred, I can see you right there and say, yeah, the devil tried to kill me in my pride. When my church was growing, everything was going good. Girl, come through the parking lot and run me over. Run them over. Life Tabernacle, say amen. Run them over. Next time I came back down, he had a boot on. Still coming to church, though. Still praising God. Still on the fighting line. Boot or no boot. Hallelujah. Sickness or no sickness. Rebecca will go meet Isaac. Hallelujah. Rebecca is on her way. Because she's come in contact with a true gift. But you know the problem is? You got to watch Rebecca now. Let's back up. Abraham, God the Father. Eliezer, the prophet. Rebecca. Us. Isaac, the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you on your way to meet him? I'm about to close. Don't get nervous. You know, I have to say that from time to time because those words got power, Brother Donnie. I'm about to close, got power. I've been in services where I say I'm about to close, people in the back row sleep. I said, I'm about to close. Amen, brother. Amen. Amen. Preach. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm in the services, little baby sleep. You say I'm about to close. I say, I'm in the church. I say I'm about to close. You see people pick up their Bible only to close it. So if you need a little help, you're a little sleepy, you're a little tired, you've been driving all day, I'm about to close. Give you a little strength. I'm about to close. But the bride know what I'm saying. I said, I'm about to. I didn't say I was. Because she loves the word. She wants every drop. She wants God to talk to her. Hallelujah. We love the word. Now let me ask you a question. How can you close out God? Can't do it. Can't do it. Well, don't worry, I'm about to close. All right, where are we? Rebecca now is receiving the gifts from Eliezer. And those gifts begin to speak for themselves. Those gifts begin to pull her in. Those gifts were a bait, hallelujah, to pull her from out where she was, hallelujah. And say, come follow me, amen, hallelujah. But those gifts represented Abraham. Those gifts didn't belong to Eliezer. Hallelujah. It didn't belong to Eliezer. So you know what the problem, what was really going on? Rebecca didn't just want the gifts, she wanted the giver of the gifts. And a lot of people say, well, I certainly appreciate Brother Branham. He had such a powerful healing ministry and so many gifts, and I never say nothing bad about him because God really used him. Gifts and callings come without repentance. So if all you want is just good gifts, that ain't gonna hold you. But you need the giver, amen. You need the one behind the whole scene, amen. You need the one that's giving, thus said the Lord. The one that's telling the names. The one that's opened the seals. Hallelujah. I'm closing. I feel you getting a little tired. I'm closing. But church, think about it. Think about it. We're not connected to gifts. Gifts are a part of who we are. But we got to go down the road a little bit farther. Amen. We got to go down a little bit farther, church. Because, like I said, after 1965, the gifts were gone. I say from Eliezer now. Eliezer was gone. But some of us were born after that. You know what? There were still more gifts on the earth. A gift in Billy Graham. Brother Bradham said when he preached, he had the people spellbound. Said they ain't know why they was coming down there. Chewing gum and whatever. They ain't know why they were coming down there. Why? They were connected to that gift. And then you had Oral Roberts with bulldog faith. Come out there and read the prayer card and then pray for you and the devil lift up. And people were connected to that gift. And then here we come. Never been in a service. Never been in the church. Never even saw the gifts operate. You know why God can do that to us? Because we weren't connected to the gifts. We was connected to the voice. Because I'm connected to the voice of God. Just like Paul, amen. Paul was connected to the voice. Oh my. Church. And Eliezer, give all the gifts. He says, come on. She says, hey, let's go back to my house. Said, do y'all have room for me? She said, yeah, come on. We got room. In that highlight of his ministry, everybody had room for him. Everybody wanted Eliezer because they were so caught up in the gifts. The brothers, them looking at the gifts saying, yeah, day man, you need to come to our church. We need you down here. Let's take up an offering. Why? Because they're so excited about the gifts. Amen. You know what the prophet of God said? Amen. Then when Eliezer came and he said, hey, come on, let me and the damsel go. He said the first two started arguing was the mother and the brother. He said that was a type of the Catholics and the preachers. Arguing about where the bride going. Hallelujah. They don't want us to stay with this truth. Who? The Catholics and our brothers. Remember, Joseph's persecution didn't come from out there. It came from the inside. His brothers, those who saw his life, those who seen the gifts operate in his life, and they couldn't stand it. Why? Because his father loved him. Glory! Because his father loved him. Gave him a coat of many colors, a covenant. Church, we're under a covenant. Don't worry, I'm coming to see. You know, my good buddy, Brother Jules, say he's a helicopter preacher. I got two gears up and down. I ain't a helicopter. I'm a 747. Hallelujah. I got to go up to 30,000. And I got to stay up there a while. Hallelujah. Then condescend. Can't come down too fast. Come down too fast, somebody might get hurt. You find yourself slain in the spirit up in here. And now, church, here we are. The mother, brother arguing over the gifts. Should she go with this and that? Eliezer say, let the damsel decide. You know what? He didn't have to poke her. He didn't have to prime her. He didn't have to hold one on this side of his chest, hold the other on this side of his chest. He had to do none of that. He said, let the damsel decide for herself. Let the bride decide for herself. Let the bride decide for herself. Whose side are you on? Who be on the Lord's side? Hallelujah. Let the bride decide for herself. She didn't argue with the mother. She didn't argue with the brother. But she said, I'll see y'all later. I'm going to meet my husband, man. She said, I'm out of here. I got to go. I'm going on to perfection. I'm going on to meet my Lord. I'll see y'all later. In church, I'm winding down. And you can imagine she on that camel. The very thing that she gave water to was the same power that was taking her into the presence of her Lord. The same message that you're standing for is the same message that's going to take you into the presence of your Lord. Hallelujah! Glory! Glory! You say, D, why are you so fired up? Because I didn't have cancer. Some of y'all looking like. That's what I love about God. Why is it called divine healing? Because God does it. We appreciate doctors, but if God ever put his hands on you, it ain't gonna be no evidence that you were ever sick. If God ever put his hands on you, church. I had cancer in my brain. In my brain. Hallelujah. God-fearing mother who had met Eliezer. She met Eliezer. And then Eliezer took her down there to Isaac. And she said, son, I want you to meet Isaac. I ain't going to keep him to myself. I want you to meet him also. He can have more than one wife. Hallelujah. Church, honey, and she came in and she began to talk to me. She began to say, you are 15 years old. Ain't had no Holy Ghost. Ain't even know who Eliezer was. But you know what it was? There was a seed inside. Honey, there was a seed inside. And the only thing that could make me realize who I was cancer. God used cancer to bring me into my identity. Now I want you to look at your problem different. Look at your trial a little bit different. Could it be God using that for you to realize who he is? Maybe there's a revelation down inside God is trying to pull out. Trouble don't last always. God just wants you to believe. You need to stand up and fight. Tell the devil this is the last day. This is the last day I'm going to go down like this. From this point on, I'm going to believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In church, I ain't know who Eliezer was. I ain't even know who Isaac was. But I know who Mama was. Hallelujah. And there was something inside. And she began to, hallelujah. Now, who gonna tell me to leave this message after an experience like this? Got no church in here. Church, I was in the hospital for 18 weeks. 27 staplers in my head. Doctors wanted me to take chemotherapy. I said, Because when they described the chemo to me, they said, hey, look, this chemo is going to help you, but it's going to make your hair come out. It's going to make you sick in your stomach. It's going to mess up your cell count. You might not be able to have children. And it's going to stunt your growth. And I say, this is supposed to help me? And Mama come in saying, hey, son, you don't have to accept this. God has already given you healing before the foundation of the world. He's already gone to the cross. Your sickness has already been paid for. Hallelujah. There's a proclamation that's already gone out. And you are already healed. Woo! Somebody say, I'm healed. I'm healed. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm closing my stuff up. Amen. In church, doctors say you got this, you got that. Cancer spreading through your body. They say we operated. We got the biggest part out, but there ain't no guarantees and it's spreading. I said, you can't give me no guarantee. What am I taking it for? I need a guarantee. I need a guarantee. You know what my guarantee was? Isaiah 53. That was my guarantee. Hallelujah. That was my guarantee. You not might be, not shall be, not will be. You are here. You are here. Let me ask you a question. Do I look like it? Do I look like I'm healed? Hallelujah. So it must be true. Eliezer's commission must be true. Hallelujah. Because I never met Eliezer. So who was it I came in contact with in the hospital room? Hallelujah. Remember, as she was riding down, and I'm about to close, as she was riding down, just thinking, all that gold, all that deity she got on, and the thoughts of what Eliezer said about Isaac. When I began to think about how Eliezer destroyed Isaac, oh my church. Church. It ain't just cancer. They told me I had diabetes. I said, no, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. I said, what you see, doc, is a large sweet tea. Me, my wife, and my children just went to Wendy's, and I had a large sweet tea. Super size. And just recently, I went to go get a medical card for my license because I got a CDL license. I used to be a truck driver. Hey, man, by profession. But God wanted me to be a full-time evangelist, so I had to get that up. Hallelujah. Hey, church. That's been years ago, but I had to renew my license, and I went in there, and the lady said, you got high blood. I said, I know the devil is in the room. I said, must I fight you again? You ain't tired of getting body slammed. You ain't tired of getting in choke holes. He said, you got high blood? You know, they come in all excited. You're over this and 58 over 102 or whatever it is. Just like cancer, just like diabetes and every other sickness. You know what I said? No, I don't. The prophet of God said, hallelujah. If somebody bring you a bag of a box of rattlesnakes, don't sign for it. Send it back to where it comes from. Send them sicknesses back to the devil. Send it back to the devil. Send that high blood back. Send that diabetes back. Send that depression back. Send it back to the devil. Hallelujah. Send that sadness back. Send it back. Send that unbelief back. And make way for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I see some of y'all looking. I told y'all I was out of order. You know, Brother Donnie, normally when they look at a person, they say he out of order. He ain't out of order. He just on fire for God. And the people that think he out of order is becoming lukewarm. But you know what, church? They say you got to take chemo radiation. I say, mm-mm. Can't do it. It's just I can't explain it, but I believe Isaiah 53. Can't explain it. I believe Isaiah 53. So I said, you take this, you're going to die. I said, I know what to tell you, doc. I believe. I done met Isaac. Hallelujah. So they come in and say, you got to take radiation. No, I don't. Isaiah 53. Then you know when you reject the devil, he get mad. He come after you full force then. They come in there, boy, you're going to die. You're going to be a vegetable and this and that. You ain't going to never be able to grow up and this and that. And you know what? They ain't let up till they saw some tears come down my eyes. And I'm sitting there crying. I want to die. And you know, in those your weakest times, amen. In your weakest hour, amen. honey. That's when that seed start to blossom. Amen. In your weakest hour. Because it's pulling from a source. It's pulling from a hidden source. The prophet said, way down on the gable end of your soul. It ain't on the surface. It's way down in there. And you know, I'm sitting there and they poking and prying and you're going to die and be a vegetable. And I'm crying. I'm ready to die. I got so much to live for. And they stand back, my friend, and they say, so, are you going to take it? I say, no. In him, I live and move and have my being. We are victorious in Christ Jesus. Eliezer's commission was to take me to Isaac. And I have met Isaac. And I walked out of the hospital. Cancer free. It wasn't no radiation. It wasn't the chemo. It was Isaiah 53. Hallelujah. Cancer free. And you know what? You know, sometimes people say, I got delivered and the cancer came back. But you know what happened in my situation? A strong man came in the house. And every time cancer tried to come back, there was somebody standing there guarding the house. Somebody standing there guarding the house. And the death angel came. And he said, hey, he did this, he did that. Cancer need to come back. He said, don't you see the blood? Don't you see the blood covenant over this house? And that's what's standing over your house. That's what's keeping your house. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is keeping your house, keeping you alive. That's what happens when you meet Eliezer. Eliezer takes us to Isaac. I'm closing. Come on, musician. But church, that's been over 20 years ago. I've never had another touch, another visit, another ache, or whatever you want to call it. And I ain't bragging. The only one I'm bragging on is the same one Eliezer bragged on. The master. Hallelujah. Because Eliezer's commission in finishing this up, let me be plain. Abraham represented God the Father. Eliezer represents William Branham. Hallelujah. Rebecca represents us. And Isaac represents the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if I can, in closing, once Eliezer took Rebecca to Isaac, you notice as she was riding down, she said, who is that man afar off? Even on her journey, she could see herself getting near. She could see herself getting closer and closer to Isaac. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She began to get an expectation. Hallelujah. Then she began to surrender herself. Hallelujah. And she took the veil and put it over her head. Saying, I give myself to Isaac. To him I belong and to him alone. And she put that veil on. Hallelujah. Amen. So when she got to Isaac, she already gave him headship. She had already surrendered herself to Isaac. Amen. Now, where is Eliezer? Where is he? He ain't even in the picture no more. Read it again. I don't even think you got a thank you card. Because once Rebecca saw Isaac, it was later for Eliezer. Say, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything you've done, but you've done your job well. Now I see the love of my life. Hallelujah. And this is the part I'm going to close with. You notice when she met him, she had a veil on. Hallelujah. But once he got there and he lifted the veil, hallelujah, hallelujah, and he began to reveal himself to her. Whew. Let's go in that bed chamber for a second. Give me about 5 more minutes. Let's go in the bed chamber for a second, amen. You notice when Jacob, amen, when Jacob worked hard, he worked hard for Rachel, amen. And then Laban, hallelujah, tricked him and gave him Leah, amen. And you know he married Leah, amen, hallelujah. Took her back there in the bed chamber, lifted the veil and say, oh my Lord. That was for my daughter. Hallelujah. Hooray. He looked and he said, oh my Lord. Your father has tricked me. One question. Why didn't he give her back? I tell you why. Because he had then lifted the veil. And she had tucked in the bed chamber. And she had then saw all his secret parts. Jacob wasn't a mystery anymore to Leah. Leah had to saw everything about him, so he had to keep her, amen. And I'm saying, if the Lord Jesus, hallelujah, has taken you in the bed chamber and revealed his secrets to you, he cannot give you back. He can't give you back. No matter what you do, no matter how many mistakes you make, he can't give you back. Because he lifted the veil. He's revealed himself. Isaac has revealed himself. He can't give you back. They will say, you did this, you did that. The veil has been lifted. Now let's go back to Eliezer. Holy. Once Rebecca's veil was lifted, she stepped into another glory. A glory that excelleth the glory of Eliezer. Moses was red, it was red with a veil. But it said when the veil was lifted, then they turned to the Lord. See, so church, this is where we are. Too many people still got the veil down. Because Corinthians says when the veil is lifted, then they turn toward the Lord. And we're no longer worshiping worshiping Eliezer. Or thinking about what Eliezer did. Eliezer did his part. His commission was to go get a bride. And he got a bride. Where is the bride? Where is the bride? Where is the bride? Where is Rebecca? I want to see Rebecca tonight. Where is Rebecca? Rebecca, show yourself. Show yourself, Rebecca. Show yourself, Rebecca. Isaac wants to see you. Isaac wants to see you. Isaac wants to see his wife. Where are you, Rebecca? Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Put your hands together for the Lord. For the Lord. Let's bow our heads. And after we pray, we're going to worship. Because we've met our Isaac. And if you don't mind, I want you to sing, "We're Rising Up." This is a New Testament church. And we're rising up. Let's bow our heads. Amen. And I want to say to you, if you got anything going on in your life, step away from Eliezer and step into the presence of Isaac. Because Isaac is the only one that can lift your veil. And once he lifts your veil, all your secrets are revealed unto him. Everything about you is laid in the hands of Isaac. Amen. And Isaac is our Lord Jesus Christ. Great Father, Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for the atmosphere you've given us tonight, Lord. Lord, fellowshipping with saints of like precious faith, Lord. And Lord, by no means are we putting on a show, Lord. But Lord, what we have is real, Lord. Lord, the fellowship between the bride and the bridegroom is something real, Lord. And Lord, if we take Eliezer out the picture, what do we have? We have a meeting between a bride and a bridegroom, Lord. Lord, not to say that Eliezer wasn't needed. Yes, he was needed. Because Eliezer showed us the journey. Eliezer turned us down to our bridegroom, Lord. But now we're standing here beholding you, Father. Lord, have your way in us, Father. Forgive us for our sins. Forgive us for our iniquities, Lord. Even the small things in our lives, Lord, that no one else sees but you, Father. Lord, make us more like you, Lord. And Lord God, I pray if there's anyone here tonight that is bound, help them to realize that there's enough grace in here for them to go free. We serve every demon power notice tonight. That you have no right holding the children of God. You have no right holding the children of God. And if that child has made their confession that they don't want you in their life, whatever spirit you are, if their confession is they don't want you, I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to go, to leave, and never return. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. And if you felt that spirit leave your body, why don't you rejoice? Why don't you give God thanks and praise for what he's done? Say amen, somebody. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Come on, let's worship, Brother Aaron.
As I look out across the land, as I look out across the land, I see God's mighty hand, a bride of Christ adorned in her wedding gown. Just like in the days of old, they stood in courage bold. They turned that old world upside down. And we're rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. She's rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. We're rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. She's rising up, rising up. There's a New Testament church rising up. Now the Bible plainly tells how the Holy Ghost fell. Signs and wonders were done by the apostles' hands. Demon spirits were cast out. In the jail they sing and shout, while surrounded by God's holy angel band. If you think it's all long gone, all the miracles are done, I have some good news to bring to you. In this last days he'll pour of his spirit more and more. Like a mighty eagle, strength he'll renew. Rising up, rising up. We're the New Testament church rising up. She's rising up, rising up. We're the New Testament church rising up. We're rising up. With the New Testament church rising up, we're rising up, rising up. With the New Testament church rising up, with the New Testament fully restored, Malachi 4 church rising up.
I'm just glad to be a part of that church. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. How do you figure Rebecca could make her way back to Isaac if she had never been there? In middle ways of the journey, she decided she didn't need Eliezer anymore. But she had never been there. But Eliezer had come from there to bring her back. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There's one more group of people our brother didn't mention about. And that is the maidens. According to the scripture, Rebecca and her maidens all left and all followed Isaac. On the way to Isaac, they all was following Eliezer. But when they come to the tent, only Rebecca. Only Rebecca. Glory. Praise the Lord. Don't you see why we got folks leaving the message? They could only follow Eliezer so far. We must be near the tent. I'm quitting. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Brother Diggs. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Wow, first night. I can't imagine what the next Tuesday day can be. So we got a picnic tomorrow over to Pavilion. Those of you that was with us in Easter, you remember where it's at. If not, see anybody from the church here and we'll certainly get you directions. We're going to eat tomorrow at 11:30. So we want you to be there. Hopefully it won't be too awful hot. So we'll try to do it early and maybe we can get past the heat. So we'll be there at 11:30 in the morning. Come on, you can start coming at 11 or so to be able to get there and get ready for that. And then we'll be having service again tomorrow night at 7 and then Sunday morning at 11. And we're just expecting the Lord to meet with us in a mighty way with His presence. And I want to say we so appreciate each of our visitors that have come. Thank you for putting forth the effort. Today the people of America celebrate freedom. They celebrate liberty, so-called. But I told my wife, Carol, today, I said, isn't it something? We're just a few of those real few Americans that are really free. Really free. Really free, those isn't it? I'm so glad we know what that freedom is all about. I'm grateful for what happened in 1776. I'm grateful for the Constitution. I'm grateful for all that. But we see it all falling apart all around us. But we're so grateful that what our Lord Jesus freed us from will never fall apart. Praise be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. For those of you that have never been here on the 4th of July, whenever you head back toward Rome Street in Johnson City, you're going to see thousands of people. Because they got fireworks that they do here every year. And there's going to be vehicles parked on the side of the road. So don't think the rapture took place and it's vacated cars. Because they're going to be everywhere. Fireworks is going to be going off. So we just wanted to warn you before you head back that way. It's quite a sight. So we certainly appreciate you coming. We're just looking forward to what the Lord has for us. We've been under anticipation of this for a long, long time. And we're just looking forward to the remaining part of the meeting. So just be careful as you go and watch the traffic as you go. It's a little bit dangerous out here when you get back out on the highway and with the bus that we've got and the vehicles. So just watch for children also. Let's just bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. We have feasted once again on your word. We're so grateful, Lord, that we've been invited personally by you to sit at the table of the great King. Lord, we are sort of like the inheritance that was left of Jonathan when David became king and he wanted to know if there was anybody left of the seed of Saul. And they found out there was a young man that had survived whenever the enemy was coming in, and someone had picked up this young man, a woman, and fell. And whenever it fell, then it left this young man crippled. That's the way we were. Whenever Eve decided to pull away from your word, then we all fell and we were left crippled by sin. So when David heard about this young man, he wanted to bring him to his house. So he was invited to sit at the table of the king and eat every day. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Even though in our bodies we'll still bear the remnants of that fall, yet day by day we sit at your table. We want you to know with all of our hearts we're grateful. Lord, here we are in 2014 and the 4th of July and liberty and all that sort of thing. And yet our nation is more bound today than she's ever been. They claim freedom and they'll shoot firecrackers and get drunk and have all kinds of parties. And Lord Jesus, how grateful we are tonight to know we have truly been made free. Free from the laws of sin and death. Thank you for this wonderful service tonight. We look forward to the rest of them, Lord, and just ask you to meet with us. Watch over your children now, dear God, as we go our ways. May you bring us back together again in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's sing together, "I Could Still Go Free." You enjoyed being in church tonight? Hallelujah. We'll sing this as we go. God bless you. Come back for the service tomorrow night. If you can, come and eat with us tomorrow. And we'll just have a good time of fellowship. And then we'll gather again, Lord willing, tomorrow night for the service. You can lock me up in a prison and throw. sing it together.